But Saul worried that his whole army would desert him, offered the sacrifices himself just before Samuel arrived. "You have done a foolish thing," Samuel told him. "You have not kept the command that the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time." Today we're going to talk about not being kings and a priest. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, supporting the show, sharing the show with a friend. It really helps me and it helps you guys as well. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. We are part of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network, where we do indeed fight. And we definitely laugh. And if you look at some of our bellies, you would know we feast. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put an HTBT in the memo field. You know the spiel for those of you who have listened. If you put an HTBT in the memo field, you'll get the mug, the 15-ounce mug. You could get a pint glass while supplies last. You will get the mug regardless. But if you hurry and do now, you might get a pint glass as well. Plus, you get tons of great content that will help you fight, laugh, and feast. And you will also come alongside of us as we are proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And I want to talk about today what it means to come alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Not only does that mean you are supporting us and helping us grow the network, helping us grow an audience, helping us grow shows, bringing out more content to equip you with, but it means also when you are in the fight, you are going to have a established company to help you fight back as well. Now, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of us give shout outs. We will bring to light on our shows different people that are going through fights, through battles, who are waging the good fight, and we'll help support you. And that's one of the great things about having a Christian network like this, is when you guys are in the fight, when you guys need help, when you need brothers and sisters to come alongside of you, this is going to be a platform to help do that. And some of you have asked me to review your business plan. Some of you have asked for advice. Some of you have asked me to even proofread short stories, which my wife is an editor. And I just love doing that stuff. And you guys have also asked some questions about getting in trouble and how to conduct your business that you won't be persecuted for being a Christian. And that is the beautiful thing. It's when you have a relationship with us, when you are helping us fight, we can help you fight as well. And I told somebody, we were talking about this, is if you get in trouble for your faith, praise God. And at the same time, just let me know. And I'd be more than happy to help promote and help support you guys, get the message out, to help get raise funds or whatever it needs legally to get you guys the help you need. You are not alone. So if you haven't already, really pray about becoming a member. Put in that code HTBT, get the mug, get all the good stuff. But also remember that you are helping grow reinforcements for people as well. I don't know if there is a better reason for you to support a business than that. That we are going to be growing, and the more we grow, the better position we are in to help you guys get into the fight as well. And how important is that in today's world, that we have people getting into the fight? Oh my goodness, did you see that clip yet from the Founders Ministry, that teaser that David helped help produce and create? Man, it is already causing a great battle to happen in the Christian church, a much needed battle, and I'm so thankful for that. Now, let's get into it today. Now, I want to start off with, why did you read that passage? What does that have to do with fighting? That was Saul capitulating and breaking the commandment. As some of you know, it was against the law in the Old Testament for kings to do priestly duties. They had to be separate. Now, we know that today because a king in the priestly role was reserved for the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a king and a priest. And we, those in the Christian faith, are under the order of Melchizedek, not the Levites. And so we are kings and priests under the blood, under Jesus' covenant. And that is all well and good. But in Saul's day, he broke the commandment. And we read from that, but we saw from that passage that his throne was usurped by God, that he would have been established. He would have been victorious. He would have been a legend. He would have overcome what he feared. He would have conquered not only that battle, but his line would have been established forever, just like David's was. But because he chose to sin and not trust God, he lost. He failed. He didn't come out victorious. And now we know what happens to him. His line was removed. And David's was established, and the Messiah came through David. And I bring that up because I was talking with someone, and I'm not going to mention your name, don't worry about it. And you were in such a great spot, and I just want to, I encouraged this guy, and he was just, he's a great Christian guy, and just, I really loved his heart, and I'm not like trying to embarrass him. You know, you may know who you are, you may not, I don't know. But he is in an industry where he has gotten advice to, instead of fight the battle, to lie and say things that weren't true so that he wouldn't have to confront the possible issue. It wasn't even an issue yet, but just the possibility that he would have this fight that he's been seeing going on in the culture with his business, where he could lose his business. He could lose his livelihood. He can lose his support. It's a really serious, big giant to face, right? And it's very serious. There's nothing to take away from that. Like, if any of us were facing losing all of our income for standing for Christ, we would be tempted with this thing too. And he was getting bad advice from friends saying that just lie, and that'll be the easy way out of it. And that is exactly what Saul did here. And I believe we've talked about this before, but we need to remind ourselves of this story because this is part of the lie that gets repeated to us over and over again. No matter what the sin is, this lie has some thread in that temptation. And it is this, that it is easier to sin and deal with the consequences, if there would be consequences at all, than to do it the way God has called us to do. And that is to fight in truth, to trust in him, not to conjure up, not to be sinister and contrive our own ways of fighting, not to fight in our own strength, which comes about through sinning, through lying, through doing it the ways that we want to in our flesh. But not to trust God to be victorious in our lives, in our careers, in our businesses, in our finances. That is what we see. People try to cut corners and then they go off the road. And the lie is that the sin is always better than doing it God's way. And the consequences of the sin aren't really as bad as it seems. And it definitely, the pros of the sin outweigh the cons. That's the lie. That's the deception. And this is what this brother was tempted with as well. And I encouraged him in that. And he's like, you're right. I shouldn't do that. That's not the right thing to do. And the most dangerous thing about the sin, in my opinion, is not even the consequences. And you're like, whoa. The wages of sin are death, Matt. That's dangerous. And yeah, it is dangerous. But in my mind, it is more dangerous to sin and have the consequence of not being in God's will. To me, and it's kind of one and the same, and you might be like, oh, you're splitting hairs, but there's a difference here. You can sin, and not only is that going to lead to death, whatever it is, not just a physical death, not just a spiritual death, but even your relational death, your career death, that is what those things produce. It produces fruits of death. But it also makes you miss out on what God wanted to do for you in that situation. And in Paul's case, and in our cases in business, in our careers, wherever it is, our personal lives, when we commit to obeying God and trusting him to win the fight for us, not trying to win the fight in our own flesh, then God's going to be glorified and he's going to use us to overcome in this life and in the next. And that is where our power comes from as being Christian. So that's what I want to encourage you with today in this podcast. When you get tempted with taking the sinful way out because it seems easier, it seems like the best way to go, that the consequences really just aren't going to be that bad, or I'm not going to get caught, or I'm not going to really regret this, I'm telling you, you are always not only going to experience death from that sin, but you're going to miss out on God's best for your life. Now let's go out, be in God's will, and be successful together. God bless.